on. It's James and Caroline. You must be busy, because I'm telling you, this is a classic Saturday night. Driving up to the club right now, and we've got nothing new to listen to. So we hope you guys are doing well. We hope everything's okay, because if you've been busy and or if there's something wrong, we totally understand and want to make that better for you. But if you're okay and you haven't been busy, then get back to work and make some new episodes, because T and I have got nothing to listen to on the way up to the club tonight. Anyway, yeah, do we need to do another episode? You're going to have to come up. We'll give you something to talk about. Anyway, we've been thinking about you guys and, the lack of any new sharing from you. So, anyway, hope you guys are doing well. We were thinking about you tonight and missing you in more ways than one, actually. So, anyway, hope things are well. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing. SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Episode 16.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to another issue of SwingerCast.
Yes, you are.
And in this issue...
What an issue?
I need a tissue.
Tissue for this issue.
Yeah. More of our Vegas travels.
At the Lifestyle Convention.
Viva Las Vegas.
Yes. And on the convention floor that day, we met some Marines on their way to Iraq, and we talked to them a little bit. And what about the bungee?
Bungee. We met some people, and we had a little interactive interview with people that make a weightless bungee sex machine.
Wow.
That was fun.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty darn cool. And then we talked to David Shade and his lovely partner, Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
They held a seminar called Inside a Threesome there at the convention. And we talked to them about how to find a woman for a threesome.
Yeah, it was very interesting. You're going to want to listen up for that. So we've got a lot of stuff in this episode, baby.
Oh, no.
But first, we want to tell you guys that we're also heading off to the podcast Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California, where we're going to meet up with our good friends from Sex is Fun.
Oh,
yay.
We can't wait to meet them.
They won an award for best podcast, and so they get to come out and pick that up, and they're going to stay in our suite with us, and we're going to look forward to meeting them. And
oh, yeah, and finally getting to talk to them and meet them in person. We've
been
friends
a lot of
with
fun.
Them for a while now since we've started the podcast.
They broke our podcast interview cherry, baby.
Yeah. We can't wait to meet Kidder, Lorax, and Coochie.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
And maybe we'll do a little podcasting with
them.
For
sure, for sure, absolutely.
And, oh, we're going to have a little get-together with other podcasters. We're going to have
from
a little,
the podcast pickle.
We're going to have a little party one afternoon and get to meet some of the podcasters.
So we're going to be geeking out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we should learn some stuff to improve the show, hopefully, for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else we got going on, baby?
Oh, you want to give a shout out to...
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for reminding me. I want to give a shout out to the webmaster at amateurs411.com. There's a link on our link pages. That guy's been super helpful with trying to help us figure out a way to make some money off of this podcast so we can afford to pay for our equipment and our bandwidth and all that stuff without having to, you know, ask you guys for money. So thank you. And if you want to go look at some hot free porn, go check it out.
Check that out. Oh, and after we had our interview with David Shade and Suzanne, that evening it was Pirates and Witches Night.
Arr.
And we had some very interesting conversation with some people at dinner time.
Mm-hmm. And foreshadowing.
Yeah, we'll be sharing that with you on a later episode. But we had fun dancing and dressing up as pirates and winches. And then later that night, we went to an after-hours party that was hosted in one of the suites by New Horizons.
One of the best clubs that we've ever been to, and definitely the best party at the Lifestyles Convention.
It was a lot of fun. It was pretty wild. And
they had oil wrestling, you guys. They had porn stars naked.
Not just porn stars. They had a porn star, but the rest were just sexy swingers.
I was checking out all the sexy girls in there, but damn, that was...
It was pretty wild. It was pretty wild. And then we danced and had fun with that. And James, from our last episode, does a little MC of the oil wrestling.
He does a little play-by-play.
He's great at that. And then we will share what we did, our little sexy encounter, later that night, probably around 3. And we'll share that with you.
About 3 a.m., she means. It was 3 a.m. when we... podcasted.
Yeah. And then we'll come back to you and talk about it and talk about how we felt about it and all that good stuff.
So first up, we have our little interview with our friends. Now, there's a picture of what you're about to hear on our website. This is a weightless sex machine called Bungee Sex. You can go check it out also at bungeesex.com. Our good friend that we met at the Lifestyles Convention, Julia and Paul, they actually bought one of these, and then we went back and we put them in it, and you might hear some Marines kind of applauding them on as they got into the machine. It was really funny, so have a listen.
You know what? Danny and B bought one, too. We'll have to ask them about how much fun they're having with theirs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so here we go. Hope you enjoy it.
We're standing in probably the most funnest booth at the entire place. It's the Bungee Experience, weightless sex. Okay. Julia is gonna hop in the chair and she's gonna audio demonstrate for us. Julia is a very attractive blonde. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
All I can say is, may a long-legged lady take a liking to you, because...
Bungee Steve is putting me in the bungee.
She's stepping into the strap. She's stepping into the strap. She's now suspended off of the ground, and now Bungee Steve is putting over her thighs. You've done this before.
I did do this yesterday, but we just bought one, and there is a DVD in there, so I won't... He knows what he's doing, so I don't feel really uncomfortable, but Paul will be able to tell if we'll do it with a DVD and, you know, put on a little fun music.
Okay. Well, from my perspective, it looks like you're either about to have wild bungee sex or parachute from a plane. One of the two.
Are you comfy?
I'm comfy. So I've got straps under my butt, straps under my back. Nothing is folding my tummy, so if I didn't have clothes on, I'd feel all right.
She's showing me her sexy tummy right now.
Here, let me show you how weightless she is. Okay, we'll stop it from moving.
Okay, we've got about 153 pounds hanging here, plus shoes.
And just with my little finger touching right there, that's all it takes to make it move.
He's touching the vortex of it. He's touching the very top of it. And just with his pinky, he is lifting, bouncing her up and down, up and down. Now he's getting in between her legs and grabbing the middle straps.
These are joysticks for a brand new game, because with these little joysticks right here, I can rock her hips. I can go left, right.
He's grinding into her. He's
close. This is a horrible job you have, isn't it?
I hate standing behind my product. Well, I'm standing in front of it right now.
Now, do you feel any tension on your back at all? You seem like you're sitting a little bit upright.
No, I feel pretty good. We're not wearing the neck restraint, which I can throw my neck back and look sexy. I do. I feel supported. If I didn't feel supported, then I wouldn't be as... I mean, I feel pretty comfortable just talking to you guys.
I wish all the clubs that we go to would get a bungee swing.
Well, me too, after seeing how excited the girls get being in them.
I know. I can't wait. I love swings, but this bungee swing is something special. Well, I guess because of the bounce, maybe, or the weightless bounce.
Well, what is it that you like about being just like in a regular swing, first of all?
I don't know. It's just fun. I love swings. I mean, I loved them as a kid.
And you're a swinger.
And I'm a swinger. Swingers like swings. So all you club owners out there, get a bungee swing.
Well, yeah, because the difference is because it bounces.
Yeah.
That's the difference than just a regular
swing.
And
then it had those joysticks. And there's so many positions you can get into with this bungee swing. And what you didn't see was Julia actually got face down in it, and someone could actually be underneath you on a bed or something, and you could bounce right up on them, and I don't know. What do you think, John?
Well, it would be fun for, I think, well, obviously be fun for guy-girl, but it'd probably be fun for girl-girl, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because another girl.
I know, and actually on the floor, I laid underneath Julia.
Uh-huh.
We didn't put that in there, too, but we were... It's just a fun swing, bungee swing, and I want the club owners to get it because we can't really have one in our house at this time with our kids. But but we know friends that have them now, so...
We can visit.
And what we have coming up next for you is our interview with David Shade and his sexy partner, Suzanne. And they're going to tell us all about how to find a female partner for a threesome.
Guys, pay attention.
Suzanne and I met 6 years ago. Shortly after we met, she said, "I would like us to share a woman together in our bed." I had experience in the seduction community where my buddies and I would perfect the fine art of seduction. So I thought, hey, I have some skills I can use here where we can meet single women in our area and invite them in for a threesome. And we enjoyed doing that. And 3 years later, about 3 years ago, I suggested to Suzanne that we join the lifestyle. So I see in the lifestyle that there are many couples who would enjoy having a threesome with a single woman in their hometown, in their area. And so we are now trying to help those people learn how that they can make that happen. It's absolutely possible. There are a lot of single bisexual women out there who would be interested in having a threesome. No, they're not specifically out there looking for it. When a single woman goes to the bars on a Saturday night, she's with her girlfriends, they're having fun, she's probably looking for her knight in shining armor. And on any particular Saturday night, if she hasn't met her knight in shining armor, but she meets an interesting couple who she enjoys talking to, who she finds the woman to be attractive, who she finds the man to be interesting, gentlemanly, and capable of leading, then she might entertain the idea of a threesome. In a threesome, she gets to have all those things that she'd like to do. She gets to be with an attractive woman. She gets to be with a man. And no strings attached. She knows nobody's going to keep calling her, no guy's going to stalk her, no woman's going to have drama with her or something like that. That she can call the couple whenever she wants to get together. And hey, you know, she's a young sexual woman who hasn't met her knight in shining armor yet, but she still wants to be sexual.
Right.
And with a couple, she can have that.
Sweet. That sounds so, Suzanne, is what he said true?
Yeah, what he says is it's true. Yes, it is. Absolutely. I liked girls and been with girls way before I knew David, and I've experimented with that. So that was something new I brought to his life, and he just perfected how to make it happen more often.
Okay, how do you make it happen?
It's very easy, actually. Basically, Suzanne and I, well, on any Saturday night, we're going to go out to dinner and go out dancing. We just enjoy doing that. Well, when we choose a restaurant to go to dinner to, we choose one that has an attached bar. And we'll enjoy dinner, and after dinner, we'll see who's at the bar. Often, there are single women there talking amongst themselves. Maybe the guys are talking to them. If there are a couple of single women there, we'll just go up and start conversation.
Do you have just comfortable conversation? You don't have any lines or any kind of stuff like that? Or?
We do have some canned lines, and I can tell you about them. They come in handy when need be. But really,
you wouldn't know they were lying.
But you wouldn't
they would
know they were lying.
That you would just think it's general conversation.
Yeah, well, exactly. They're not lines. They're conversation segments.
Segments, and that way you can kind of judge if they're how open they might be, or
well, it's
that,
pretty easy to determine if they're open. You can just walk up and. We have a number of things we might start conversation with. Often it has to do with the situation that we're all in, a situational opener, we call it, where we'll just walk up and say something about the situation. And you can tell with their reply if they're open to further conversation. Now, of course, if they're not, we just move on. You know, there's plenty of women out there.
A lot of times, like if they have tattoos or something like that, like, oh, what does that tattoo mean to you? And that'll start conversation. I mean, that's just general.
It's very important for the man to initially lead the conversation. Critically important. A big reason is because usually women are apprehensive about just walking up and talking to another woman when she knows in the back of her mind that the idea is to eventually invite the other woman into a threesome. If the two women start conversation but the man is not involved in the conversation, the other woman might be very attracted to the wife. You may end up having a threesome, but the guy's just going to watch. Also, critically important that when you go in to talk to a young lady or a number of young women, that the couple must be arm in arm. The couple must demonstrate that their relationship is very strong. This also demonstrates, this is very attractive to single women. Single women love seeing happy couples together. It's what they want to have. They're drawn to it. They find it very attractive. So already you're in a little bit of rapport when you as a couple go up hand in hand, arm in arm, very close and loving, and talking to the woman. Another great conversational segment that we have is we talk about our relationship and how very strong it is, but not literally. We'll say some fun anecdotal story about our relationship, which is a good conversational segment, and the woman gets to learn how very strong our relationship is. And something fun and funny, and she becomes more comfortable speaking to us. This also tells the other woman that there is absolutely no possibility that we're going to get split up. We're a package deal. I'm very much in love with my woman. She's in love with me. And it's all in fun. That must be set up initially so that the other woman knows that neither of us are going to try to go for her. Also tells her that there's no way she's going to be able to get either of us away from the other, which is another thing we screen for. We very, very carefully screen for women who are equally interested in both of us. We've been in conversations where the woman will be very into Suzanne but pays no attention to me. We'll let her go. There's been situations where the woman is obviously very interested in me, and we can smell her agenda of trying to get me away from Suzanne. We'll let her go.
How can you smell that?
Because she pays attention to David and doesn't even, like, I'm not even there.
Oh, okay.
It's very obvious.
Do you have, like, cues between each other?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we've been using the cues here at the convention while
we're talking to people. Yeah. We hold each other's hand, and if we are not interested, we go like this.
We'll scratch.
So she's scratching the palm of David's hand.
Yeah. That means that's a covert way of her telling me I'm not interested in it. There's some reason why Suzanne is voting no.
Do you have a way to vote yes?
Yes.
Yes. What's that?
We squeeze.
Squeeze? A squeeze for yes?
Yes.
Yes for no.
How fitting. Yeah, so what we'll do when we'll be talking and we're curious to know what each other's thinking, we'll just hold hands. And if we hold hands and we don't scratch and we don't squeeze, that means we both aren't still not sure.
We're not sure.
So we'll just keep talking, okay? But what usually happens is we'll hold hands and one or we'll both scratch at the same time. Or what happened last night is we did that and she squeezed right as I scratched, like, oh no.
How many times will you guys play with a woman before it's like, okay, this is getting to be more like of a relationship instead of the fun threesome?
Yeah, that's a real problem. I don't know how many it's been, and we don't count. But another thing that we talked about is this can be work, and it's very important for the man to control that. And I've made that mistake where I've made it too much work. And
for
when
me,
it's,
is what he means, too much work for me.
And when it's work, then it will wear down the woman. Then it's no longer fun.
No. See, the whole thing, our whole gig when we're talking to women, it's all fun. David skipped over, but we find out quickly if they're bi, and we do this palm reading thing. David can explain it. He's an expert at it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically a fun conversation segment. A very quick way of getting to know if she's bisexual. Okay. Well, first of all, we would open with conversation. You know, I'm curious about that too, tattoo, and then we'll talk about that too, tattoo. All right. And then the girls have conversation, and then I say, "This is my girlfriend Suzanne."
Hi.
And I'm David.
Hi, David.
Hi, Allie. Hi. Nice to meet you. Let me see something here. Very interesting.
Eye contact, and you did the thing with your eyebrows.
I've done this a thousand times.
And he's
and they
palm.
Always ask, what does this say?
What does this say?
Would you like to know what your palm says?
Yes.
Okay. Now, notice here how your lifeline and your headline do not even intersect before they go off your hand, or intersect long before they go off your hand. That means you're a very intuitive person. It's like you can think of somebody, and then the phone will ring, and it'll be them. And you're sensitive to a person's energy. You can sense a person's positive energy the moment you meet this person. Yeah.
People love to hear that, don't they?
They eat this up.
It fits everybody.
It does. The women. It fits every woman.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I see that. You guys are good. Okay.
It's
what else?
Chick crap. Now, notice, you have a very long, very curved, and very defined heart line. That means you're a very passionate person. You're not only passionate about passion, you're passionate about the things that you believe. But what I find very interesting, look at this huge fork at the end of your heart line. That's a sign of sexual adventurism.
Wow.
Do you like women?
I was about to say, what do you think about that?
There you
go.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
Bingo. Look, this fork at the inner hairline, this is a sign of sexual adventurism. What could it be? Do you like women?
Yeah.
Bingo.
David always asks that question, like he says, that's a sign of sexual adventurism. They go, oh.
What's the reaction when they
say, always
throw their head
laugh.
Back and laugh?
They throw their head back
they
and laugh.
They throw their head back and laugh. And while they're laughing, I look up at them and I say, do you like women? And they always answer honestly. If their girlfriends are not around them, if nobody who they know is around them, they will always give us an honest answer.
What are some of the answers that you get?
If they're bisexual, it will be yes, or sometimes, or I've had that experience, or
I'm not going to tell you.
And that means yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Does anyone ever say no? But I would be interested.
Oh yeah. A lot of women will say,
curious?
Oh no, I only like guys. And okay. Well, we'll just keep your little sexual adventurism a secret, and I'll continue on with the palm reading. I'll do one more small thing, and then we'll let them go.
Well, thanks, David and Suzanne, for sharing with us how you guys find a threesome. And if anyone's interested in finding more about this, go to their website at davidshade.com.
It was interesting to me to meet them because that was something that I'd never really thought of. I guess I should have, but I mean, you know, we go to clubs and we don't really put out the online ads like a lot of people do, but I know a lot of you guys do that, but just the thought of, you know, hey, go to a bar and pick up a single female and to start a threesome that way. I would just say just be very careful doing it, because not all single girls that are at a bar are looking for a couple of swingers to come over and take advantage of them. Well, seriously.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
definitely.
But there are girls that I'm sure that would be very into it, and if everybody's all consensual, then rock on.
Yeah, so check out their website if you're interested in hearing how they go about it.
So what did we do next, baby? We went to the, after we checked those guys out, then we went on and had a good time. We had that in the back of our minds the whole day, I think.
Yeah. We went out to dinner, and we dressed up as pirates.
And winches. You were the winch.
And then after that, we did some dancing on the dance floor, and then we went up to the after party. The New Horizons party.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to share with you a little clip of just...
Check this out. This
inside
is our...
Inside of the party. It was pretty wild.
Check
and
it out.
Here it is.
We got two voluptuous, sexy girls going at it. And right now it's hard to tell who's getting the best of it. Oh, take that. 2 points. Oh, my God. I wish... You know, this is a sport that will never make it to radio. I can tell you that right now, folks. You would have to be here to see what we are seeing. It is a potpourri of tits, ass, pussies. Oh! I don't know what happened. Somebody's brought a foreign object into the ring. It looks like a rather large. Yes, it's a dildo. Oh my God! I don't know if that's in the rules, but it is going on.
Babes in oil. In small, tiny swimming pools, writhing around, lathering each other up, sliding up against each other while people holler is hot.
It was last night and everyone wanted to play and the play areas were packed to the hilt.
Yeah. It was crowded and we kind of chilled out and went out to another little area, but...
Right. I mean, I know Danny and B had a lot of fun. Was that the night that they got applause?
They got applause every night in my book. I don't know.
Maybe it was the night before.
I'm applauding them now.
Yay.
Danny654.blogspot.com. Check them out.
Yeah. She had
our good friends
quite
from the convention.
A squirting experience in one of the play areas.
Yeah.
And she got applause from the group. I don't think it was that night. I think it was the night before. But
I don't
anyway.
Know. Yeah, it's all a blur. All the different, all the fun that we had and all the good times, all the great people that we met. What a blast.
So, like I said, it was pretty crowded in there, pretty hot and heavy. And there were other private parties in other suites as well that were just as packed. And people were just wandering through and going into the play areas. On their last night there at the convention, everyone was pretty horny. And we actually stepped out and went out to the pool. And this was much later. And it was really hot in the pool. We were like, oh.
It was like 114 degrees in Vegas.
I know.
It's friggin' hot there.
So we were like, what are we going to do? Should we go back up there? It was getting pretty late. And probably everyone was... on round two or three up in the play areas. So we just decided it was cool inside and we hadn't been gambling or anything or ventured out away from the convention in the hotel. So we just decided to at least go over to the little bar. It was kind of tucked away and play a little poker on the bar there.
Mm-hmm.
And John said to me jokingly, as we were walking over there, what'd you say?
No, I said, hey, let's apply some of the techniques that we learned today. let's see if we can find a girl for another hot time. So we didn't find the threesome we'd gone looking for.
No, I guess a single female isn't in a hotel bar at 3 a.m.
Damn the luck.
A single bi female. But... we did meet a single male who was very, very good looking and fun and easy to talk with, and we really liked him. And
yeah, he was a cool guy.
Yeah, he was cool. He wasn't a swinger, But he was very interested in hearing about it and what we did. And he got hard on thinking about, and he told me that and told us that, you know, he was at the prospect of possibly going up and playing with us.
Hey, all you sexy swingers. This show was recorded in Las Vegas, as many of you know, but the portion of the show that you're hearing right now was recorded some weeks later. And Allie and I have been having a very difficult time putting what you're about to hear together next. In fact, we've been recording and recording and recording, and Allie's been standing outside, and we've been pacing the floor because what we're about to share with you is kind of difficult for us. It's not easy, but we try to be real, and we try to tell you guys everything that really happens to us. And so what's about to you're about to hear is the truth. And every time we have an experience together, in my opinion, we try to tell it like it is. And so I'm going to start. Allie's at the moment watching me as I'm recording this, and who knows what you're about to hear, but it's the truth. We went to the Lifestyles Convention, as you guys all know, and our last night there, we were having a great time up in the New Horizons party, and it got a little hot for us, caliente hot, in the sense that, you know, we're sweating. It's like 114 degrees in Las Vegas, and we cruised on downstairs, and we went around to the bars, and we thought, well, let's go back up to the party rooms. We had our little wristbands on and everything, and we're hanging out at a bar, and we met a guy at the bar, and we were a little turned on because, you know, in the back of our minds, we were thinking about all the stuff that had happened at the, that you just heard about the threesomes and stuff, and we're thinking, well, maybe we can pick up a couple. Well, we met this really nice guy, and I'm waiting for Allie to put her headphones on right now. Here she comes. And we met this really nice guy, and he was super cool, and we thought, hey, let's have a threesome possibly with this guy. And Allie was flirting with him, and she'll tell you that she wasn't flirting with him, but she was talking to him. Nevertheless, we were all having a really good time talking to Jake, it was his name, and we were having a really good time, and we decided that we'd go up to our room and have a threesome. Well, there was another couple wearing wristbands next to us.
They came in later while I was in the bathroom.
Hey, baby. Allie's here. And as Jake and Allie and I were leaving to go have our agreed upon threesome, and Allie had totally engaged this guy with conversation and told him about what our rules were, and you know, he was down with the whole program. I mean, he knew that he wasn't going to have sex with Allie, that maybe he might get a great blowjob. And just as we were about to walk away, this other couple who didn't speak much English, and that might have been part of the problem with the communication, but they said, where are you guys going? And Allie very distinctly said, we're going to have a threesome. And they said, can we come along and watch or go with you guys? And I said, yeah, sure. And I probably shouldn't have said that, thinking back later. But I thought at the time that they were voyeurs. I thought that they just wanted to watch us. And anyway, long story short, we walked through the hotel lobby, got into the elevator, went up to our room. I had just met this other couple. We'd been talking to Jake for probably an hour or more, but this other couple was, you know, brand new to us, and you know, it was Vegas, and I was thinking, you know, they were just gonna watch us or whatever. And In fact, when we went into our room, the room had two beds, and I put them on one bed, and they got on the bed and were watching us, and then
I kind of just ignored them because I was wanting just to have a threesome. I just kind of ignored them. They were over on their bed, and I didn't have any conversation with them.
I
wasn't minding that they were watching.
You were totally into Jake.
I was totally into Jake. We immediately got our clothes off, and he lay down on the bed, and he was real funny. He's like, show us what to do, or show me what to do, or what you guys do. And I kind of blocked that other couple out, and I just started kissing up his leg and kissing all around and giving him a blowjob while John was taking his clothes off. And I was really into him, and John was standing there, and Jake wanted John to fuck me from behind while I was sucking his dick, and he was really getting off on that, seeing John fuck me while I was sucking his dick. And what were you feeling, John? What were you?
Oh, I was having a blast. I was totally into our threesome. I was loving it because we'd never done that before, and we'd picked up this guy, and luckiest guy in the world, and and we'd taken him up to our room, and he was cool.
Yeah,
because I'm not about to share you with anybody that's not to that standard. He was super cool. That's a big turn on for me to watch you give another guy head.
And I think also
sex with you.
That he was wasn't used to that situation of having a couple. And was that kind of turning you on too?
How do you mean?
I mean, he had never been with any swingers or a loving couple that was allowing the wife to suck his dick.
Oh, he was
supercharged.
He was supercharged, turned on.
And we had a pretty hot time, and we repositioned, and he needed to take a break a second. He didn't want to come too soon. He was worried a little that he was going to come too soon, and so we repositioned, and then somehow the other couple slipped over onto the bed at that point.
Still, mind you, this whole time that they're kind of, you know, watching us, the guy is kind of repositioning his girl, and he's having sex with her, and he's banging her, and she ends up...
Watching them, what they were
she
doing
wasn't,
on the bed.
She wasn't touching me. She... None of... Neither,
no, yeah.
But at some point...
No, when they first came over to the bed, she started sucking Jake's dick.
Not at first. At first, they were... No, not at first. At first, they just kind of... They kind of eased into it, baby. They
sat on the edge of the bed.
Sat on the edge of the bed, and they were having sex, and they were just watching us. They didn't just, like, aggressively, like, come over there and, like, starting...
Well, when I noticed, when I first noticed them, because I had them kind of zoned out. I was just zoned into our little threesome.
Right, me too.
But when I first noticed was when I pulled back from sucking Jake's dick and was repositioning, having sex with you, and still involved with Jake, and then she started sucking his dick.
Jake's dick. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, wow, you know, good for them. They're coming out and...
Yeah,
you know,
thought they were just some...
I thought they were voyeurs that had little to no experience, and that they, you know, again, they didn't speak any English, and I thought, well, good for them. They're doing their thing.
And Jake or you or something said... Suck his dick with her or something. So I was sucking his dick, and she was sucking his dick. I mean, I was sucking his balls, And she was very hot. She was very hot.
She was gorgeous.
I mean, we're not, we're talking.
She was very gorgeous.
She had the huge tits.
Oh, and, very bronze and belly, bronze chest with pink nipples and just, I mean,
yeah,
tight tummy. She was
Jake was
delicious.
Like, Jake was, but you didn't really play with her at all.
Oh, I didn't. I never touched her.
No, you were
her.
Just, you were just watching.
I never touched.
And Jake was pretty much blown away by it. I mean, okay. Two girls sucking his dick.
Right.
And,
so, okay, people are wondering now, so far, so very, very good. Everything was great until.
Until.
Until we were doing our thing with these people and, you know, everybody, you know, no means no. And you really need to ask, permission, you know, to do things. This couple that we were with, they started doing things that were just extremely uncool, in my book, anyway. Example.
Which one are we going to say first? See, because I didn't know some of the things that you and Jake were privy to.
On a very difficult episode of SwingerCast. Okay, I'll start it.
Wait, what happened first? I think it was my situation first.
Your situation was first.
Okay. Jake wanted me to suck his dick back again, and he was about to come, and he wanted to come on my tits. And she was still there over to the side. And I was sucking his dick, and he came all over my tits, because he knew that I didn't like cum in my mouth with someone I didn't know, and so he was very respectful of that. He came on my tits. We had already talked about that earlier. And this was the first time she touched me or whatever. She, I'm going to say this. Do you want me to say this or not?
Absolutely.
She, started kissing my tits, but right on his cum, she's like slurped his cum up in her mouth and tried to put it into my mouth. And I turned my head and, you know, to stop her. And Jake was like, whoa, you know, what's that about? And
now to some of you, that might not be such a big deal, but we don't trade body fluids.
Right. And we hadn't even talked to these people at all.
We didn't know them from Adam.
It just caught me off guard. I was like, what's going on?
She wanted you to trade semen with her somehow.
I don't know. I don't know. And
that was a major turnoff. It might have been a turn on if we'd known them better or trusted them, but I mean, you know, this is like right out the gate. She wants to like.
Yeah, I caught me completely off guard, and I don't even think. Did you see that?
Well,
you were in a position.
No, I was.
You didn't see that, but
doggy
Jake said,
I was doggy style
no,
with you.
No, because I was laying down. He came on. You weren't doggy style. I was laying down.
Oh, you're
right. On my tits.
You're right. Yeah, I was. But I heard the guy say in Spanish, something about sperm, and
not in my in my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought at the time incorrectly with my Spanish translation that he was telling his girl that, you know, you just didn't like to have cum in your mouth. But now, thinking back on it, I realize what it was he was telling her that, you know, she doesn't want to eat the cum or whatever. It was
so I got
pretty
up.
Bad.
I pretty much got up and went to the bathroom.
Well, no, meanwhile, I haven't even come yet. I'm still fucking you.
Right. No, but I got up and for a second and went to the bathroom. And then came back.
Oh, that was after I came. That was after I did. I came in you.
Right, pretty close after that, because you were fucking me while I was sucking his dick and he was coming. It was all coming at. It was all happening at the same
right.
time.
Now here comes the bad part for me and Jake. Allie goes to the bathroom, and the guy, he's fucking his girl. Okay, now he's fucking her. I don't even know how to say this. He's fucking her. He's flipping her over every 5 seconds. I mean, literally, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, switch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, switch. Like that, you guys. I mean, he's flipping her over and over. He's changing positions with her. He's going from doggy style to missionary. Just as quick as that. He can't get off. And then, but Jake then and I came back though. Jake and I were sitting there watching this, and the guy reaches over to touch my dick. He was grabbing for my penis.
I think he grabbed for Jake's before yours.
I think so too, but I learned later, but I never saw that. But I'm not bi. The guy never asked me if I was bi. The guy never, before we played, never asked us if we were down with that or whatever.
Or even down with playing with them.
No, because we told them and we showed them that they were going to, we put them on their own little separate anyway.
But what was funny, when I came back in there, I hear you and Jake said something about that, there goes your statistic or something like that to you. Because earlier at the bar.
Oh, he had asked me, he was like,
he didn't
want, because he didn't know.
He wasn't bi.
And I had told him at the bar, I'm like, oh, no. Like, you know, people, you know, 99% of the guys that are here.
99%.
I said that. I think I said that to Jake. That was what the joke was he had asked me, he was like, what percentage of the guys in this lifestyle? And I'm like, well, you know, the guys in this lifestyle. And right now, bi guys that are listeners to our show are going, what's your fucking problem? My fucking problem is that this guy didn't ever bring it up before.
You didn't finish. Yeah, you didn't finish your statistic. I'm thinking.
But 99% or whatever. And Jake's like, well, there goes your statistic. Yeah, but that was whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And that's when I walked in. And I didn't know until after. And when they were leaving, he was mad. I guess he was mad. I didn't know why he was mad.
I don't think he ever came.
No, yeah, he never came. But he was mad when he was leaving. And he said he didn't get what he wanted, or this wasn't what he wanted. And he walked out mad. And I'm like, what the hell is that about?
That is so fucked up. Because his
I was like, what the?
His lady, that girl, was so, oh my God, she was so gorgeous, you guys. And he was banging the hell out of her. And any guy, bi or straight or whatever, would have been happy to have been around her. She was a classy lady. And I don't know what his fucking problem was. But
when he said
maybe
that,
maybe he was just drunk or I don't know
what. He's like, this is not what we wanted. Or he said something like that to me. Or this isn't, we wanted more out of this. And I'm like, what the, you know. And then they left, and I was asking Jake and John, I was like, what was that about, you know? I mean, how are these people expecting something? They've never even talked to us, or, you know, they were just going to be the voyeur watching, and how they had this thing in their mind that, I guess, I don't know what the hell, what was that about? What do you think that was about? But anyway.
The one thing that I learned out of all this is that I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I'm letting the girls do the arranging, you know.
Right.
It's better if the girls do the arranging and everything. I shouldn't have said, yeah, sure, come on, whatever. But yeah. I figured they were just going to watch. But you know what?
We learned.
I did not get to know them well enough. I did not take my own advice, so.
Well, after they left, we had a good talk with Jake, and we had fun with it, and we still consider it our threesome. But
a threesome.
That was why it was so hard to record this, because we weren't going to say anything about this other couple, and we were debating, oh God, we shouldn't say that.
You guys, we got like 5 cuts of this whole story. Finally, is this the one we're going to use?
I don't know. I don't know. There goes our dog. So we might have to cut that out unless you...
Yeah,
Leave the dog in. But, I feel better now, because we could not record it. And I didn't feel honest about not telling it. But John was like, well, don't say that I
I didn't want to tell about some guy trying to touch my dick.
Oh, no, but it was the other part that you didn't want to tell. And then when I...
What other part?
Just that you were the one that said, come on, come
on.
No,
I didn't know. I didn't mind about that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mind about that.
That's the part I minded about.
No, I knew I made a mistake in telling those people. I'm here to admit, everybody, I made a mistake. Don't make the same mistake that I made. Before you go off to play with everybody, you got to know. Everybody's got to know the rules. I thought that those people, they were just going to want to watch. I thought they were
and
voyeurs.
And they made a mistake. What the hell were they thinking? Jeez.
Anyway,
and also, I don't think that your statistic on bi males is, but what is correct?
What was my statistic on bi males?
No, that you had told Jake earlier that 99% of the people here in the convention aren't bi or won't. There's not bi activity and that's kind of like in the clubs and in the convention. You know, you won't see that in the play areas. Or the clubs, but I think there's probably a lot more bi males in the lifestyle that
meet in hotels
and. But I think you were referring to in the play areas and in the clubs,
and
that kind when you were talking to him. But I do want to. I do you and Jake, the single straight guy that just got into this that night with us, and then you. You guys both handled that situation very well. Y'all are very cool with it.
Jake is listening?
I don't know if Jake's listening. No, but I'm just saying that I'm telling the listeners how well that you guys handled it. I mean, I had no idea that the guy had tried to touch your dick.
Tackle our dicks?
Yeah, and to I had no idea, but you guys were very cool with it and y'all didn't like freak out and.
Well, I wouldn't freak out.
I know you wouldn't, but I didn't know.
But that was very cooler of Jake probably than me.
Right. He's in a new situation and he's not knowing and to have that. I mean, he was a big guy. I mean, he was like probably like a football player or something in high school. I would say he was very in shape guy. He could have easily flipped out on him and kicked his ass or something. I don't know, but. He didn't. Yeah. He was very cool with that. You both were. But anyway.
That was our Saturday night, everybody.
Yeah.
And we still had fun, and we had a lot of fun after everybody left.
I know. After everybody left, we tried to record some, but John just kept trying to have sex with me, and we couldn't record. Or we did record, but it was just not good.
Because we weren't being honest before.
Right, and that was the thing, and we just realized that now.
I think this is the final cut.
I hope so.
This is the one going into the podcast,
okay.
Baby. Well, if you've listened this far, you've listened to the end of the show. Congratulations.
Yay. We made it.
Thanks for listening, you guys. We really appreciate it. On our website, swingercast.com, there's all kinds of ways to support the show, and we always appreciate it.
Yes, we do, and we want to hear more from you guys.
Absolutely, you guys. We got this phone number, we got this Chingo thing, we got email, tons of ways to get in touch with us, so do it. 310-928-6769.
Let us know what's on your mind.
Absolutely. You got a question for the show? You think we could do something better? Let us know and talk to us about it so we can incorporate your ideas into the show.
Because this is SwingerCast.
And you're a swinger. Or you want to be one.
So let us know what's on your mind.
And we'll let you know what we think. 310-928-6769. John@SwingerCast.com. Allie@SwingerCast.com. There goes the fan on the Macintosh. Making a hell of a lot of noise, so that means we gotta cut this one off.
Good night, everyone.
Hasta la vista.
We love ya. really.
Episode 16.
Episode 16.
I'm John.
I can't say 16. 16.
16.
No, don't say that.
Oh, that's wrong, huh?
That is wrong.
It took me a minute. Check 1, 2, 3.
Check, check, check. What? Episode 16.
Rock out.
Pussy, pussy. Am I pussy my peas? Am I popping my peas? Pop, 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 pop.
Pussy.
Pussy.
Penis.
Penis.
Plethora. Poontang.
Pumpkin pie.
Pejorative. Pajamas.
Play with my pussy.
Porn. Pussy patrol.
Pop your penis over here and put it in my pussy.
Pow.
Pow.